Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. We are talking about the attacks against Pete Hegseth, the man that Donald Trump wants to be Secretary of Defense, and some of his critics saying that Donald Trump has chosen people with issues. And some of his critics have their own issues, but somehow, some way, that doesn't seem to matter. Regarding the Secretary of Defense and Pete Hegseth allegedly being unqualified, consider our current Secretary of Defense. He's the one who apparently advised Joe Biden on pulling out from Afghanistan. It was an absolute despicable disaster. Hundreds of Americans were left behind. Thousands of Afghan collaborators were left behind, many of whom no doubt were killed. $7 to $8 billion in cutting-edge military equipment left behind, no doubt being used right now against our soldiers deployed in the Middle East. He didn't tell our allies. They were caught flat-footed. 13 service members died at Abbey Gate. It emboldened our enemies. I think that but for this abrupt pull out from Afghanistan, you would not have had the aggression on the part of China. You would not have had the aggression on the part of Iran, even more than before. And I'm not just talking about the fact that Biden loosened the sanctions that Trump had imposed against Iran that had Iran's economy on its backside. It also said that we don't stand by our commitments. And with all the money that Iran is now flush with, they were able to fund the Houthis, fund Hamas, fund Hezbollah. I don't believe you would have had October 7. And Joe Biden said nobody advised him that the abrupt pullout from Afghanistan would cause the Afghan government to melt away and that the Taliban would immediately come back. Nobody advised him. And if nobody advised him, that's a stunning level of incompetence. And if they did advise him, he did it anyway, it shows you that they weren't particularly persuasive. Either way, not very impressive. And then you have all this DEI nonsense coursing through our military, which is why a lot of people say that they believe the military is having recruitment issues. And then, shortly after he became Secretary of Defense, he asked the military to stand down for a period of days to root out the white supremacists within the ranks of the military. And they found out that there weren't white supremacists within the ranks of the military. So this is the guy we have right now. And I didn't even mention when he went into the hospital, Secretary Austin, for a medical procedure and didn't tell the president where he was. And the president didn't know where he was for several days, which shows you they aren't in regular communication. But even if they were, don't you kind of want to tell the White House you're going to be in the hospital for a medical procedure? Do you really think Pete Hegseth is going to do worse than that? But one of the critics is Joy Reid. Joy Reid, circa 2006-2007, had a blog. Before I get into her blog, here's what she said again about the Trump cabinet picks who have issues. Number five.
These past 14 days, y'all have felt like Trump is casting his administration like it's a reality TV show. But with this amount of effort exerted on individuals who are exceptional in their lack of qualifications, you have to openly wonder what they've promised Trump and what he promised them in return. What's implied here is a pseudo quid pro quo, where you hire individuals who have issues that can only be resolved by a powerful king, and then that
king,
Donald Trump,
okay,
gets permanent loyalty.
Now, as I said, 2006, 2007, we're going to talk to George in Apple Valley, California, in just a second, so George, please don't go away. She had a blog. Here's what the BBC News wrote about her blog post. This is before she got her job on MSNBC Hee Haw, and so you get a job as a host, and people go over your background. And they found this blog she had. Tweets resurfaced from 2010, before she was well known, in which she questioned Ann Coulter's gender, called Senator Lindsey Graham Miss Lindsey, she said this about gays, quote, most straight people cringe at the sight of two men kissing. A lot of heterosexuals, especially men, find the idea of homosexual sex to be, well, gross. She said she would never see the movie Brokeback Mountain because she couldn't stand watching men kiss. Now, again, a lot of people probably feel this way, but this is a lefty on MSNBC Hee Haw, calling Ann Coulter gay. By the way, she also questioned whether or not 9/11, I kid you not, was an inside job. She was a 9/11 truther. Conspiracy. Wasn't done by terrorists. Was an inside job. Who says that? So, these posts resurface. You know what she said? I was hacked. So guess what NBC did? Her boss hired a cybersecurity expert to find out whether or not she was hacked. And the report came back. She wasn't hacked. Quote, I genuinely do not believe I wrote those hateful things because they are completely alien to me. I hired cybersecurity experts to see if somebody had manipulated my words or my former blog, and the reality is they have not been able to prove it. End of quote. She never says hateful things. So she said these things. She said she didn't say them. Hired a cyber security expert who said, yeah, you did say them. And then she said, I just don't believe I said them. Maybe she's the one with the drinking problem. I don't know. By the way, more posts surfaced, and again she denied writing them, and again she had to admit that she wrote them. So it just seems to me, if that were on my resume, I'd be a little more respectful before I tell other people that they've got issues. But that's Joy Reid. George is in Apple Valley. George, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Larry, thanks for taking my call. You know, I have a few comments, but let me piggyback on your comment about Lloyd Austin. You know, hey, Larry, am I wrong, or do Democrat appointees pretty much get a green stamp from the media and just push through? You know,
not just George, not just a green stamp from the media. Guess how many votes were cast against Joe Biden nominees when he became president by the Republicans?
Yeah, very few. None.
Not one vote cast against any of his nominees. Not one. Every single one of them, not a single Republican cast a no vote. Not one.
And Larry, that goes along with my comments. So, you know, you look at these appointees, and who gets the kind of scrutiny that Trump's appointees or Republicans? Off the top of your head, again, you have tremendous recall. Can you name me the judge, Clarence Thomas, or the Kavanaugh from the left, from the Democrats' appointees?
No.
Can you one?
No. And the Democrats started this. If there was a time, unless you were a horse thief or a child molester, and you were nominated to the Supreme Court, you got through. It started with Judge Bork, Ted Kennedy began trashing him, and that changed it all. At that point, they became a warfare, but never before did this happen. They were afraid that his appointment would change the ideological balance of the court, and they went after him in a way that had never been done before. Even a left-wing guy who later on became Bill Clinton's Secretary of Labor, Robert Reich, said, because he worked with him in the past, he said, "I've never seen a public figure treated so shabbily."
Exactly. So maybe if the media did a little better vetting on some of these nominees, Biden, you know, our Justice Department wouldn't be in the condition it is.
Good point, George. We got to leave it there. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We come back. Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming measures for minors is being considered by the Supreme Court. Guess what Ketanji Brown Jackson said? I'm Larry Elder.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Technocrats, beware. Here's Larry Elder.
Ah, yes. For such a time as this, Larry Elder exists. Thank you so much, the amazing and wonderful Larry Elder. You know, another awesome show of this Wednesday, and all the people that help you there, the crew. I just wanted to say these are such dangerous times. It's such a chess game. We just don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, I look at these corrupt, widespread corruption and follow the money. You did such a good job with this. But you know what? Biden's an actor. He could easily trip and fall over a rock and send Harris up the ladder. And then we'd lose someone in the House because Mike Johnson would become vice president. Oh, it's just nail-biting time. But anyway, God must love you very, very much, and so do we.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I appreciate that. The wonderful Larry Elder needs to amend something I just now said to George. As of March 22, 2021, this is just... what, about a year or so into, about 2 months into Joe Biden's term, there were a number of Republicans that voted against some of his nominees. Josh Hawley from Missouri voted against 19 nominees. Ted Cruz and Rick Scott, Texas and Florida, respectively, voted against 18 nominees. Tom Cotton voted against 17 nominees. And Tommy Tuberville voted against 15 nominees. One Republican supported all 21 of Biden's nominees. I think the point I was trying to make, or what I remembered, was that not a single one of the Biden nominees got voted down. In other words, they all got through. And let's see. Susan Collins of Maine supported all of Biden's 21 nominees to that point. But there wasn't a nominee that was voted down. 888-971-SAGE. There is a case being considered right now by the Supreme Court. It's the Tennessee law that bans transgender medical interventions for children. And the issue is whether or not it violates the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. It seems to me this is just common sense, but it's very controversial. A bunch of transgender activists are outside the Supreme Court protesting, and LGBT plus activists with the ACLU, Lambda Legal, Human Rights Campaign, Gender Liberation Movement, Young Feminist Party, and other groups bust in protesters for what they called a Free to Be Ourselves rally on the courts. One mother said she traveled all the way from Arizona to support her child, Violet, a biological male identifying as a girl. Violet told his parents that when he was trans, that he was trans when he was 1 and a half. She knew since birth. So, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newest member of the Supreme Court, she compared banning sex changes for kids to banning interracial marriage. So preventing a white man from marrying a black woman or a black man from marrying a white woman is the same as having your genitalia removed? Number 59.
That was sort of like the starting point. The question was whether it was discriminatory because it applied to both races and it wasn't, you know, necessarily invidious or whatever. But, you know, as I read the statute here, the case here, you know, the court starts off by saying that Virginia is now one of 16 states which prohibit and punish marriages on the basis of racial classifications. And when you look at the structure of that law, it looks in terms of, you can't do something that is inconsistent with your own characteristics. It's sort of the same thing. So it's interesting to me that we now have this different argument, and I wonder whether Virginia could have gotten away with what they did here by just making a classification argument the way that Tennessee is in this case.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, that there is absolutely a parallel between any law that says you can't act inconsistent with a protected characteristic and in all other
So if you're born a male but you think you're a female and there's a law that stops the state from allowing doctors to perform gender-affirming surgery or care, that's the same thing as stopping a black man from marrying a white woman or a white man from marrying a black woman. What am I missing? Justice Sotomayor downplayed the risk of mutilization of minors by saying every medical treatment has risk. Taking an aspirin has risk. Number 22.
For unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin. There is always going to be a percentage of the population under any medical treatment that's going to suffer a harm. So the question in my mind is not, do policymakers decide whether one person's life is more valuable than the millions of others who get relief from this treatment? The question is, can you stop one sex from the other?
And again, we're talking about treatment on minors. Not on adults, not on people 18 and over, on minors. Now, there supposedly is all this body of information saying that if you don't allow this kind of gender-affirming treatment or surgery, it will increase the number of people who commit suicide. Justice Alito said the studies don't show that at all. Number 23.
A question about the state of medical evidence at the present time. In your petition, you made a sweeping statement, which I will quote, overwhelming evidence establishes that the appropriate gender-affirming treatment with puberty blockers and hormones directly and substantially improves the physical, psychological well-being of transgender adolescents with gender dysphoria. That was in November 2023. Now, even before then, the Swedish National Board of Health and Welfare wrote the following. They currently assess, quote, that the risks of puberty blockers and gender-affirming treatment are likely to outweigh the expected benefits of these treatments, which is directly contrary to the sweeping statement in your petition. After the filing of your petition, of course, we saw the release of the CAS report in the United Kingdom, which found a complete lack of high-quality evidence showing that the benefits of the treatments in question here outweigh the risks. And so I wonder if you would like to stand by the statement that you made in your petition, or if you think it would now be appropriate to modify that and withdraw the statement that there is overwhelming evidence establishing that these treatments have benefits that greatly outweigh the risks and the dangers.
I acknowledge.
When we come back, Lewis in Richmond, Virginia wants to weigh in on this issue. Lewis, do not leave town. I'm Larry Elder. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com have teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Black Bear Diner, and Mr. David from Cascade Curations to help out with the Marines Toys for Tots this holiday season by giving you a chance to win some great prizes. All you have to do is bring in a new unwrapped toy and donate it at the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street to Toys for Tots between now and December 11th. And your name goes into a drawing for 4 passes to the Turtle Bay Garden of Light, $50 in gift certificates from Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, and 2 free half-hour piano lessons or 2 free guitar lessons from Mr. David at Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in downtown Reading. It's our way of saying thank you for helping out Toys for Tots this holiday season. The drawing is December 11th at 8:15 a.m. on KCNR. Your name goes into the drawing for every toy you donate. No purchase necessary and need not be present to win.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Open an IRA in gold, and Birch Gold will ship you free silver directly to your home. That's right. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The only time of the year that Birch Gold gives away a free 1 ounce silver eagle for every $5,000 purchased. And here's the best part. You don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. Simply convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold, and Birch Gold will send your free silver coins directly to your home. Now, you might be thinking, why do I need to diversify into gold? My guy's headed to D.C. Things are looking good. Here are the facts. An administration trying to reverse a $36 trillion national debt in just 4 years is like a field mouse trying to stop a freight train. We have a huge amount to pay on the interest on the debt, let alone the principal. So take action now. Text ELDER to 989898 before December 18th for a free info kit on gold and claim your eligibility for free silver on qualifying purchases from Birch Gold. Do this before December 18th. Again, text ELDER to the number 989898 for peace of mind that lasts longer than 4 years. ELDER to the number 989898. Lewis is in Richmond, Virginia. Lewis, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to make a couple comments. I just happened to hear you mention, I'm a white male, and I've been married twice, and they were black women, and I've got three beautiful daughters. But what I wanted to say was God did not make gender. He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. And I love your show, and I just don't like what's going on a lot in this country now. I just wanted to make a statement.
Yeah. Well, Lewis, I appreciate that. Your two marriages were illegal in your state until 1967, wasn't it?
Yeah, about that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about, you know, I was 12 years old then.
You were too young for that to affect you then, but literally, it wasn't until 1967 that was changed in your state. Interracial marriage was still illegal in around 13 states in 1967.
Yeah, I remember the girl I dated before I married her. Her mother told me that if they even caught you holding hands, they would lock you up.
Right.
So,
things have changed, my friend. Things have changed.
Oh, yeah. Thank God we've come a long way, but we still got a way to go.
Well, what do you mean by that? Seriously, how much more do we have to go? I'm serious.
We're in the last days. You know, if you read your Bible, that we're in the last days, and you can see it, you know, what's been happening in the world. I never thought, but, you know, the last 4 years, and I've never been a political man, but I started voting, I think, when Clinton ran. And, you know, then I found out that wasn't also good. But, you know, I get told now I try to mix it. They say politics and religion don't work. But if you read your Bible, I noticed this last one, though, since the Biden administration, it's evil and it's good. And a lot of people can't see that. You know, you can lead the horse to water, or they see it, but they're blind. I've got into arguments. I couldn't even bring my children to my brother's house, which is a shame. I had to explain to them because they're pressed. And it's a shame because, you know, we're all trying to head for the same place. And I tell people there is no segregated heaven.
Absolutely. And the reason I ask, when you say we have a long way to go, I hear people say that on the left. I assume you're not on the left. We still have a long way to go in terms of race relations. We have a long way to go about other things. Getting rid of DEI, getting rid of wokeness, getting our government down to the size it ought to be, and so forth. But the idea that we have a long way to go regarding race relations, to me, is just, it ought to be offensive to all the people who fought, struggled, and in some cases died to get us where we are. I've said this before. When Senator Obama was running, he was interviewed by 60 Minutes by Steve Croft. And Steve Croft said, "Senator, if you don't win, will it be because of race?" And Obama said, "No. If I don't win, it will be because I failed to articulate a vision that the American people can embrace." And I said, "Hallelujah." He gave a sermon at a black church. He talked about how much racism there was still in America. And he said, "The Moses generation," referring to the generation of Martin Luther King, "has gotten us 90% of the way there," which I thought was reasonable. I said I thought that was reasonable because in 2002, Fox News did a poll and found out 8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive. Now, I call that the Elvis factor, roughly 8% of people, Elvis factor. So maybe you can work on that 2%. And he said, "My generation, the Joshua generation, has to get us that additional 10%. $19.97.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $60 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. Protect.com.
Fentanyl kills 400 Americans per day. The new documentary, Fentanyl, Death Incorporated, explores this deadly epidemic.
It is the equivalent of a 747 going down every 2 days.
Where is all of this stuff coming from?
Supply chains, super labs, open borders, letting it all in.
All roads lead back to China.
They're killing our children. How do we change that?
Don't miss Fentanyl, Death Incorporated. It could save someone you love. Watch it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Redding businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit BlackBearDiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
States.
Now back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. When it comes to masking pain, you may only feel the pain temporarily, but it never really goes away. The best course of action is to help your body help itself get rid of the pain. Relief Factor is a different approach to pain relief. It doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps eliminate it for good. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that support your body's response to inflammation. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily 100% drug-free supplement. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. The results have been game-changing, even life-changing for so many. When you help your body get rid of pain, you can start feeling better every day. Start living the way you want. Stop masking your pain. Start fighting back naturally. Give Relief Factor a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Kenneth is in Vero Beach, Florida. Kenneth, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hello.
Hello, Kenneth. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
I'm doing well,
I'm
sir.
Speaking to Larry Elder.
You're speaking to the great Elder Ursi. That's right. In the flesh.
That's great. I want to share something with you. I am a Christian. I've been saved for over 40-some-odd years. And I have a word that, I communicate with the Lord almost every night, usually very early in the morning, 3 o'clock. I'm an intercessor and a ordained minister of God.
Kenneth, turn your radio down, otherwise you're going to keep getting feedback. It's going to drive you crazy.
Okay, I will right now.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay. And I don't think many people know this, if any at all. The Lord showed me something very special about President Donald J. Trump. And you heard of the Great Awakening, the first one, and the second one. But the third one, God, what the Lord showed me is that God is using President Donald J. Trump as an instrument to usher in the third and last great awakening of the United States of America. And there'll be a rebirth in America. And you could call it maybe a Renaissance era.
Well, Kenneth, I'll tell you. Donald Trump certainly is an imperfect vehicle. I think when Donald Trump first announced for president, he was written off as a joke. I know he's written off as a joke by a lot of people. Arianna Huffington, the founder of the Huffington Post, went on television and said, "We don't even cover him in politics. We cover him in entertainment because he's not a serious candidate." That's one of the reasons that CNN and MSNBC had him on all the time. They found him entertaining. He drew eyeballs. He increased ratings. And they felt, though he wasn't the serious candidate, that he would not win. So no harm in putting him on. In fact, there's a great benefit in putting him on because we get higher ratings while not running the risk that this guy is going to ultimately become president. And then he began picking off his rivals one after another after another. Now, this is a man who's been married 3 times. There's some evidence that perhaps he might have not been exactly the kind of husband for all three, or at least the first two marriages that you want. There's no point in going any further into that. Widely perceived as kind of a wild guy. At one time, he was, I think, a Democrat, and then an independent. One time, he was pro-abortion. This man has evolved and grown, and it shows you that God uses imperfect vehicles. And I've seen him grow in stature. He's got highest approval ratings of his career in politics today. And people who couldn't stand him now have taken a second look and a third look and a fourth look. And there's a respect and an appreciation, even an admiration on the part of a lot of Americans that was not there even a few years ago. This has been remarkable. He is the most remarkable political figure I have ever seen. I think we make a case he's the most remarkable political figure at this level this country has ever seen. And he's got 2 years, by the way, to do some of the things he wants done. He doesn't have 4 years. He has 2 years. Because in 2 years, the House will be concerned about the midterms. And a third of Congress, of the Senate, will be up for re-election. And at that point, nothing will get done. And he knows this. And that is why he had his nominees ready to go. That is why he's having all these meetings right now. That is why he's talking about the Department of Government Efficiency right now. Because he's got 2 years and a very, very thin margin in the House. The last House seat was just called, and a Democrat won it by less than 200 votes. And there were at least three seats here in California that a lot of people thought, including me, the Republicans were going to win, retain, and win. It didn't happen. So he's got a very thin margin in the House, bigger margin in the Senate, but a very, very short window into which to get things done. And so it's going to be incredible to watch this mass deportation that he wants to do. It's going to be full employment for lawyers, because both sides are going to be lawyering up, and no matter what he does, when he coughs, when he expels gas, there'll be a lawsuit. The laws, from what I can tell, do suggest that the military can be used in certain circumstances, given the peril the country faces because of the illegal aliens who are violent criminals and who may very well be here in order to commit terror. So I think the law is on his side. But there'll be lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, barrier after barrier after barrier placed in his path. And the media, of course, will not be on his side. There'll be all sorts of sob stories that the media will assume will tug at the hearts of Americans so that Trump backs down. But there's no way you can allow...
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Lead back to China, uncover the supply chain behind the crisis in Fentanyl Death Incorporated. Available exclusively at SalemNow.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. The UN Secretary General now says Trump was right to demand that NATO countries spend more. I want to revisit the time that Donald Trump just browbeat NATO into acknowledging that they were using us and not spending the percentage of their GDP they're supposed to while leaning on us to defend them. Trump went off at that meeting. It was amazing. Also, I was asked yesterday about a USC student who was not charged in the stabbing death of a man who threatened him. And why then is Daniel Penny being prosecuted? Good question. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We were talking about the way the Supreme Court nominations used to be. If you were a horse thief or a child molester, then and only then did there become objections to your nomination to the court. That changed in 1987 with the nomination of Justice Robert Bork. That's when Kennedy went off. And here's what Kennedy said about him, number 71.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks and no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork. Mr. Bork has been equally extreme in his opposition to the right to privacy. In an article in 1971, he said, in effect, that a husband and wife have no greater right to privacy under the Constitution than a smokestack has to pollute the air. What I hear you're saying here now is that the test that was used about 90 years ago and which was the basis for discrimination against women is the standard that you would use. You may be able to elaborate on it, but that's at least what I'm hearing.
Well, I don't know if it was the basis for discrimination against women, but I think that society saw all kinds of distinctions, legal distinctions between men and women, as entirely reasonable and rational. This society no longer sees them that way, and that is fine.
Well, I take 30 more seconds, Mr. Chairman. On numerous occasions over the last 16 years, Bork, you've suggested the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution does not ban discrimination against women. Now you're suggesting the Supreme Court should apply the same lax standard to sex discrimination cases that applies in challenges to air pollution ordinances or economic regulations.
And the point here is that this is the first time a nominee was attacked for that nominee's ideology. Had never been done before. And from that point on, it's a whole different ballgame. Just a year before, Antonin Scalia, arguably one of the most conservative members of the Supreme Court in our lifetime, was confirmed without a single dissenting vote. Not one. 888-971-SAGE. Greg Fresno, Kevin Upland, don't go away.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. 'Tis the season of new tradition sales event at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.